Okay, this is the first song off the album. It's called Downtown. It's about a lust for life and a determination to live and be happy, to dance and push through our infirmities. Being a rebel and a heart back to when we were young and full of spirit and the need to rekindle that passion for life. And, you know, it's proper rock and roll, really. Invisible Love, the second song on the album. Lyrically, it's about being tested by life and all its trapdoors. Also, it's about being witness to someone who is having a hard time, but they retain a sense of positivity. The song's quite guitar-based, with a choir backing. It's basically like saying that we're invisible, but we still try to be good and do good. Third song on the album is Tattoos and Taboos. This one's a club tune about us rebels with our tattoos and our desires, and that we need the music to drown out all the negativity. And there's no shame being felt for our brokenness caused by the reality that we're in. It's an escapism song. It's upbeat and a statement of being unashamedly human. Bit of a banger, really. Fourth song's called Angel. It's a proper rock and roll song, foot to the floor groove, a statement of intent. Basically, the guy's looking for an angel to run alongside with whilst we face the a trash world. You know, it's saying don't be alone, look for a like-minded soul. Really, you know, I'm looking for an angel. Atom Bomb's the fifth song, and it's all about a woman who's an agent in the FBI / CIA who is tailing a suspect of a case. She's smart and confident, but there is a twist to this story, or this song rather. Both the agent and suspect fall in love and basically walk off into the distance together to some far off beach. Sixth song on the album is a song about feeling alone, praying, pleading, feeling inadequate, and that you shouldn't feel alone or worry, and finding yourself at a point where there's no need to cry anymore, which obviously is the title, Cry No More. Cavalcade of the Stars, the seventh song, is a classical orchestral piece of music, instrumental, based and themed on the planets, the universe, the cosmos, space, and the wondrous immensity of it all. It's a journey through the stars, something new for me as a musician, a songwriter, a composer. I've never written anything classical before, but this is it. This is my endeavour into the classical world of music. The eighth song, Karma's a Bitch, is an expose of bad religion, bad politics, greed, betrayal, a kind of natural revenge from afar. You can't hide from karma. And the lighter side of that is the notion of, can we change? Is there a better way? But never forgetting that, you know, karma's a bitch. The title's Need, it's the ninth song. Really a teenaged angst song. I tried to put myself, you know, remember when I was young, a younger version of myself. And it's about confusion and bad luck and the need to be loved, or the want to be loved. The loss of innocence. The backing vocals were inspired by the sounds of Def Leppard, actually. This is a song about being trapped in your own skin, the trials of growing up in a strange world and the fear of the unknown and fear of the future. 10th song's called Runaway. I had fun writing this song. It's a conceptual song, or a concept song, like a mini film, but sort of musically. It's about a rebel boy and his girlfriend, or the love of his life, trapped in a life on the streets, and they're struggling and they're having to look over their shoulders, and they hope to run away from it all to start again afresh, and hope for a better future, a new life, a new town, and, you know, just running away and crossing the border with no turning back. 11th song is Four Leaf Clover, and this I lent on my inspirations throughout my life, listening to Motown and disco and house music and just basically feel good, sort of R&B, etc. It's a feel good hit song about hope in darkness, that the good times will return even though it feels like everything's going down the drain. It's a crazy world, but all is not lost. It's upbeat and positive, and basically all you got to do is wish upon a star or find a four-leaf clover. You know, keep hoping for better times. Last song on the album, number 12, is called December. It's pretty much a ballad, piano-based ballad, and is a kind of epitaph to lost love. Winter stroke December, representing this coldness of loss, a sudden and unannounced loss, a yearning for closure, a broken heart, feeling numb, cold to the bone, and that's pretty much wrapped up the whole album. I hope you enjoy it. This has been my monologue of tattoos and taboos, and like I say, I hope you enjoy it, and it's the 6th album release. See you around. Thanks.